For the first time since 2019, the Terry Fox Run is returning as an in-person event on Sunday, September 18. The run is set to take place at Terry Fox Circle in Couchiching Beach Park, with registration opening at 11:30 a.m. and the run beginning at 1 p.m. One resident looking forward to the event is Karen Hilfman Milson, a former St. Paul's United Church minister who is battling stage 4 cancer. "I've been a supporter of Terry Fox over the years with my own kids as they were growing up, and then my grandkids," she told Aurelia Matters. "One of the reasons is that I wanted my children and my grandchildren, and the kids at church, to see the difference one person can make, and how one person can call together community to do something of value." Hilfman Milson said she felt called to rejoin the event this year following her diagnosis in 2020, highlighting the importance of community in the battle against cancer. "I feel really blessed, that in the year that I sort of feel called to be part of it, that it's back in person, because the component of community to me is such a key piece of it," she said. As part of her efforts, Hilfman Milson set a goal to raise $787 to donate to the Terry Fox Foundation this year, $1 for each day since her diagnosis. "I'm now at $1,849, and people from across Canada have actually been supporting me. It's an incredible feeling to be part of raising the money for cancer research because we need to do the cancer research, and I need the results of it," she said. "It feels like a warm hug that's wrapped around me as people have responded so generously from all over." She said the Terry Fox Foundation does invaluable research and provides excellent support to cancer patients in all stages of their journeys. "When I look at where the money goes, and the different projects, the different research that has been funded through the Terry Fox organization, I'm just astounded," Hilfman Milson said. Although her future is uncertain, Hilfman Milson's outlook on life is optimistic. "The reality is none of us know how long we have, and we need to live every moment as fully as we can, to make as positive a difference as we can, to find joy in the moment and to find that profound connection with one another that draws us into relationship and community," she said. She finds that sense of community surrounding the Terry Fox Run. "When he stopped, we started, and did exactly what he called us to, which was to be aware that more people needed to be involved in providing funds for cancer research. There will be 1, 5 and 10 kilometer routes available along Aurelia's waterfront trail system this Sunday, and the run is open to walkers, runners, rollerbladers and cyclists alike." During last year's virtual Terry Fox Run, local participants and volunteers raised $43,209 for the Terry Fox Foundation, surpassing the goal of raising $1 per Aurelia resident for the 13th consecutive year. Over that time, participants and volunteers have raised a total of $854,025. Organizers kicked off Terry Fox Week on Monday with a flag raising at the Aurelia Opera House, and are hosting a charity auction through their Facebook page. Organizer Allison Stoneman said there has been a lot of public support in the week leading up to the run. "It's been excellent. I've had a ton of phone calls this week, which is incredible," Stoneman told Aurelia Matters. "I think everybody's really anxious to get back to the community feel that the gathering brings when we meet here in the park, and start off together to raise funds for cancer research in Terry's name."